Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Thank you so much. Please share far and wide. We have a nation to save. We really have a planet to save, and America has to lead the way, but we need the sound of millions of marching feet to support Donald Trump and his administration, because if we don't, we'll end up like we did in 2020. Anyway, I was telling an interesting story to me, maybe to nobody else, but I was having a late night conversation with Paul Preston on the phone, and I told him about my one experience in politics and how I got started in this business. And he said, "You got to tell your audience this." I thought, I don't know that they'll find it valuable or interesting. And he said, "I did. And so I'm going to try it. If you don't like it, I apologize. We'll go right back to what we do. But some people want to know the origins of things. And I'm happy to provide that for you. Hey, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. The things in the world are getting very, 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 very dicey. Very dicey. We're going to actually cover this in a later broadcast. But you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I want to stress Noble Gold. Noble Gold, Noble Gold, Noble Gold. Why? Because I've done it and I don't have retirement at risk. The banks can keep it. Dodd-Frank 2010, that's the law. It's unconstitutional, but that's the law. And your bank account can be protected as well, too. Noble Gold can do all this for you. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that there's no guarantees, and I agree with that. That's true. There's always a risk when you're involved. But I've been with Noble Gold as an advertiser for 8 years, a customer for seven. I sleep better at night knowing that I have a good portion of what I've got is protected. Let's hope that's the most of my worries, if you know what I mean, with all that's going on. So I want to send you a free information packet and give you a phone number to call. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go. DaveHodgesGold.com, or call 877-646 5347, 877-646-5347. They will not push you to close anything. You have to close your own deal. They facilitate 877-646-5347. Okay, I was looking at my life some, 22, 23 years ago. And I was coaching college basketball. I was teaching my psychology classes and stats and research. I loved it. I had a good life. But my wife and I were living in a portion of Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix that we didn't think it was conducive to raise a family in. So we said, "What do you want to do, honey?" And she said, "I'd like to live in a rural area, but close enough to the city." Well, we found such a thing. Had a great deal on a house, loved the house we're in. And it was to become eventually our retirement home. It sounds familiar to a lot of you, doesn't it? Yeah. And my father-in-law gave us a pool. We loved the home. There was so much to be done on it. We loved the location. You see the stars at night, no street lights. It was fantastic. You could hear a car from 3 miles away. It was just beautiful. And then one day my neighbors start telling me, "Dave, I can't get a permit to build a fence. And I had a little storm damage and I can't get a permit to fix it." And I'm hearing these things. I go, "What the hell's going on?" And then my wife simultaneously heard the same stories. And she said, "Well, I think the government has ruled against us." "Oh, okay. What do they want?" "Well, it looks like they want us off their property." So I started making calls and I got a clearer picture. They did want us off our land. They said, "We're denying all permits. You shouldn't be where you were. You should never have built there." Wait a minute. We moved in with all the necessary permitting for Maricopa County. Key phrase, Maricopa, Sinaloa cartel, Chinese dominated county. Now, should I have been surprised? No. But I didn't know the details about the corruption in Maricopa County and the state of Arizona as much as I do now. So we're sitting there thinking, what are we going to do? Well, as we looked into it, we were told, you move too close to an Air Force base. Well, all the West Valley developments, and we technically qualified as West Valley, have to have a notice of abeyance from Luke Air Force Base to say your development's okay. And we had exactly that. It was in part of the paperwork we signed when we signed the contract to build the house. So I said, this doesn't look right. And then one night, really late at night, it was 12:30 in the morning. My wife said, honey, come to bed, because I was researching our problems. And I knew it wasn't the Air Force Base because they had to fly over 300,000 people to get to us. Plus, we had discovered there were three other areas in Arizona that had the same problem: the small town of Gila Bend, the farmers just east of Yuma, and just south of Tucson, mostly university professors, by the way. That was a big mistake for them. So the four of us. And one night I'm looking at this document on the Maricopa County Association of Government, and it showed a Kennemex Highway. And I said, you know, I've heard of that. And I went and looked it up, and it said Central American Free Trade Agreement to blend Canada, United States, and Mexico with a common transportation system. And I thought, oh, okay, I kind of know this. Oh my gosh, it was eye-opening. It wasn't the base. They wanted us off our land because we saw the routes. They wanted to build a multimodal hub in our area. They wanted our underground water from the Hassayampa Reservoir, number one supply in Arizona. And I said, oh my gosh, they want us out of the way so they can build their super international highway system. And they don't want to pay us for it. And they got several years to make it happen so they don't have to declare eminent domain and pay us. Aha! I came out with that. I started interviewing with reporters and going on radio shows. And oh, let me warn you about one thing. I was at a meeting that our community decided to have, and I wasn't in a leadership position at all. I was really busy. Like, actually, this was in the middle of my basketball season. And my wife said, we should go to the meeting. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. Let's see what we can come up with. And I heard enough, and I just said, excuse me, there's a Fifth Amendment issue here with case law. They can't do this. It doesn't matter how noble their cause is. They can't do this. I made the mistake of speaking up, and you're the spokesperson, Mr. Hodges. No. Yeah, oh, you listen, you'll be go yeah, gosh. And my wife's looking at me like, okay, you opened your big mouth. So I became the spokesperson, and I was on all these radio shows. Really, like, I got to tell you, I had some people that really helped in the beginning. And I want to mention Ernie Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix, as in freedomsphoenix.com. Ernie was with me from the beginning, and he used his influence greatly, as I'll tell you, as this story unfolds. So I started telling people, well, I can tell you right now, this ain't about the Air Force Base. And their public information director said the developments were getting too close to Luke. We were over 30 air miles north of the base. He said, that's bullshit. Maybe other developments were, and they were, as farmers were selling and developments were coming in. And I might hate that too. Farmers need to keep their farms. But anyway, I was called a conspiracy theorist, and I was ridiculed and blah, blah, blah. And then I just started putting out the documents. Here's what I found. Don't put them in public unless you want people to read them. And all of a sudden, I was a nationalist, a conspiracy theorist. You know the labels. You've seen them all, right? And I even was abused for my trouble. We started having meetings at the state capitol. We actually found a few representatives that supported us. And so we had a meeting at the state capitol, and McCain's people were there, and he was the co-sponsor of CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement, that was bringing this in. Ted Kennedy was the other sponsor. And McCain had a few of his lackeys at this meeting just to make sure we didn't get out of line. And they were telling us, well, you're getting in the way of progress, and you're still a problem for the Air Force, even though that was bullshit. And I spoke up and I said, you know, what I'm seeing here is a complete disregard. And I'm approaching an age where I can't start over, and I'm not going to start over. So here's what I'm going to do. And McCain was thinking about a run for the presidency and getting his party's nomination. And I said, when McCain goes to Connecticut, I'm going to be on the next day on Good Morning Connecticut talking about how this senator doesn't give a damn about the Fifth Amendment. He didn't care about property rights of his citizens. And this one clown said, bad things happen to people that do stuff like that. I'll be honest, I wanted to kick his ass right there, but nonetheless, I tried to remain professional, keep my demeanor, because we did have some support. It wasn't too much longer when I started making these appearances that were at our former house that we still own, and we were having a family get together. It was more convenient, centrally located for the family. Probably about 20 people in the house. And it just so happened I had an interview that night, later in the night, with the late Jim Mars, and my news director, Andy DeRiso, was on with us. We get to about a minute to the end of the show, and I'm getting ready to close out. And I'm telling Jim, hey, Jim, tell people how they can follow you and that kind of thing. And then boom, 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 boom. I estimate 8 shots. And that's what my neighbor thought too. Two guys were witnessed by two of our neighbors jumping out of a van, ski masks, firing over our house. Thank goodness they didn't fire into the house. You want to believe in coincidences? But anyway, we started an 8-year battle, and we easily could have won. But the problem is, we couldn't get lawyers to stay with us. They'd always quit. Yeah, I even got a guy who was a former basketball player, team I coached against. I used to talk to him. We had mutual respect for each other. I really liked the young man. And when I heard he was the lawyer of the firm that I got set up with, I thought, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I love this guy. And he was almost in tears when he told me this. This is what four law firms told us. My partners would like to be judges someday, and McCain's people have told him, if you take their case, you have no chance. And he goes, I am really sorry. And so we were 0 for 4. And then here comes Ernie Hancock. And Ernie said, and I can't believe I'm going to admit to this. Dave Hodges was almost a politician, an unwilling politician. And I know some of you are sitting back and go, oh, you've got to be kidding. You, a politician? I mean, it's funny. Anyway, Ernie came to me and said, Dave, we have a problem in our Libertarian Party. And Ernie was the county chair for the Libertarian Party at that time. And Ernie said, the state's making us have a candidate who's certified to teach, and our candidate wasn't. We don't agree with the ruling, but, and I said, we need you. And I go, what? I said, Ernie, you know me. I am not your guy. I am not, I can't do that. I'm not a politician. I said, I'll put liberals in tears. And he said, well, you're not going to win. I said, why? He said, well, first of all, we have to write your name in to the primary. He goes, well, probably get you through that, but you won't win in the general. And I said, well, what do I have to do? He said, you have to make three appearances out there, and we'll have a little mini website for you. And so, like the League of Women Voters, that kind of thing. And so I did the bare minimum. I didn't run. I did nothing. I never went for an interview. No radio station ever interviewed me. Newspaper didn't interview me. So I have no chance. And I looked at the pay, and it was less than half of what I was presently making. And my wife had just stopped being a big corporate executive to raise the family. And the pressure's on yours truly, right? You got to produce, Dave, but it's your family. So I'm looking at that, and I said, Ernie, I better have him win because I'll be in deep doo. And he said, you won't win. Well, here comes election night. We sit down at the table to have dinner, TV's on, and they brought in the early ballots. I was up by 5%. I called Ernie. I don't think he heard me ever say so many bad words. And he goes, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. Blah, blah, blah. But by this time, my students and some of they said their parents, these adult students said, yeah, we're voting for you. You'll be awesome. You'll straighten out education. No child left behind. You know, that kind of crap. Okay. So I'm thinking, oh gosh. All right. So as the night went on, I eventually lost. I think it was like 58 to 42%. And I didn't campaign. The fact that 42% of the people would vote for me without campaigning says something about the electorate, doesn't it? But I'll leave it at that. And by the way, thank you for voting for me. I'm not sure what I stood for, but I had probably less of a campaign platform than Kamala Harris. So anyway, that was my story. And then within 2 days, Ernie Hancock, man of his word, great friend of the American people, too. I want to say this guy's a great reformer. I got a call from the Goldwater Institute, this big public nonprofit law firm that takes on cases where people are abused. And this lady called and says, I'm calling for Clint Bullock, who's now, by the way, on the Arizona State Supreme Court. Really good guy, fair-minded, cared about his job. Reminds me of Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Yeah, same kind of demeanor, but aggressive, takes no crap. And so I talked to her, and then Clint called me, and I said, Clint, you obviously we're in some trouble here, and they're just wearing us down for the kill. When they want to come and build the highway, then they'll close the avenues. And he goes, no, they're not going to. And we sued, and on the courthouse steps, they settled because we were totally in the right. So we finally found our lawyer, the fifth one, who didn't quit us and won for us. And I'll always be thankful to the Goldwater Institute. They solicit funds, and Clint Bullock on the state Supreme Court. I'll always be eternally grateful, and most of all to my friend Ernie Hancock. I fulfilled my promise. I ran for the office. I did what I was asked to do, and not one step more, because I didn't really want the job. I don't want to be elected to anything. Okay? I don't. Because I don't like very many politicians, I'll be honest with you. Not that you'd ever notice that. So anyway, this is how I got to be where I am, sort of. How did I get behind the microphone? Well, interesting story. As I was going out and about and going on shows, one man in Wickenburg, actually a realtor in our neighborhood, who absolutely did not like what was happening to us. And she said, Dave, this guy out in Wickenburg, Pete Peterson, who's now passed on, he wants to interview you. And I didn't interview with Pete once. I interviewed with Pete 3 times. And then Pete was hearing some of the things I was doing. And he said, would you like to have your own radio show? I said, Pete, I'm coaching basketball. I said, I don't really have any free days or nights. And he said, well, how about Sunday? Could you do a Sunday afternoon? I said, yeah, I could do that, but I'm not qualified. He said, trust me, you'll be fine. So I started my radio career in the little town of Wickenburg, Arizona, population 6,000. Great town, great people. I love the community. We frequent there to go eat out. There's a great Mexican restaurant, if you're ever there, called Anita's. It's the best in the state. Great Mexican food. But anyway, I started my career there. We basically, well, we went into other stations. Other stations picked us up. I think we got up to 8 before I left. They had a group buy the station out from Pete before he died. He wanted to race quarter horses, and that was his dream. And he said, Dave, I don't know how much longer I have, and I want to go race. And I said, well, Pete, I've kind of built up my advertising. He goes, oh, he said, you'll be able to keep it. That wasn't true. The new people came in and took it away from me and everybody else, and everybody quit. I hung on a little longer because I was syndicated. Eventually, I left too. I then hooked up with RBN. It was basically a good experience, but there were some reasons that made me want to leave. And then I went to Global Star Radio Network, and that's when our show really took off. And then we blended the show into a podcast, and now we're on Red State Talk Radio, and we're in a lot of places. Our podcast is ranked in the top 0.5% in the world. And I'm grateful to our audience that's made that happen. But that was my journey. I had no business being behind the microphone. I had no business taking on John McCain and the New World Order. But I got a real education when I did it. I mean, I learned how dirty the papers are. Let me give you one example. We met with the editorial board director of the Arizona Republic. Her name was Vidita Hawthorne James. Listen, very intelligent lady, very well spoken. And my wife and I go in there, and there were two other reporters there, and I could tell they were sympathizing with me. One of the reporters, her older brother, played basketball for me years ago. So, I mean, there was already a little relationship with the family. And I could tell by their body language that they weren't buying the abuse. But the head of the editorial board, and we had it nailed. We had Fifth Amendment, we had case law, the Coastal Commission of California versus, okay, that kind of thing. And we had it all. And at the end, she said, very well organized and very well stated, but just for the good of the country, can't you just get off your property? And I said, you mean without any compensation? She said, yes. That was the Arizona Republic. Sounds a lot like the Democrats we have today, doesn't it? It truly does. So that's my story about how I got behind the microphone and, and the battle that I had to get here. Ernie Hancock used to have me speak at his group called the Arizona Breakfast Club. And Ernie introduced me one time and he said, I'm going to introduce you to the man that the New World Order wished they had left alone. I thought that was probably the most flattering introduction I've ever had. But anyway, people say, okay, well, Dave, what qualifies you to come here and do this? Well, in the 8 years I was battling, I attracted the attention of people like Pat Wood, and Pat and I are friends today. And most of you know who Pat is, right? Technocracy News, right? And other people, just great people. Bob Dacey, who was Alex Jones' guest host, he was my second guest on my radio show. Jerome Corsi, who I just had on about a month ago. I was very lucky to get really widespread support from a lot of people, and most of them I had no relationship with. They didn't owe me anything, yet they stood up for me. I'll always be grateful to these people and what they did for me, always. And without Ernie, I don't know where I'd be now. I'd be destitute, not living in the nice home that I have now. But in those 8 years, I really became educated about the quote, New World Order. This was when the Amaro was going to be the money, and we had the North American Union. Remember all that? All right. Okay. And it was really truly the beginning of globalism. And I thought, I don't want this crap. And eventually I left coaching in college coaching in 2012. And it was the year that we won our independence, so to speak, from the tyranny of the state of Arizona and the forces of John McCain. And I have to tell you, I didn't want to leave, but also my son was growing up and he was playing sports and I wanted to see that. So that's how I got to be where I am. And in 2012, we started our website and then our show started taking off. I hope I didn't bore you all too much with this, but Paul Preston and others have told me you should tell that story in detail, Dave. The audience should know who you are and that you come by this honestly and you are not a disinfo agent. But stay tuned because I'm going to come back and talk about disinformation. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, controversy has followed me, and I have no one to blame but myself and my own big mouth. I was on John B. Wells' show last night, and there was a guest on before me, and I commented quite a bit on what he was saying. And I've heard from people, mostly supportive, And I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'm never going to shy away from being honest. And I'm going to provide some clarity to some remarks I made last night on John's show. And again, thanks, John B. Wells, for having me on. And always a pleasure and an honor. And I don't back off of anything that I said. I spoke from the heart. And I'm going to clear things up here because some of you haven't heard of it. You will. And I'm not Matt Gaetz. I'm going to be forthcoming and honest. Yeah, we'll talk about him next. But anyway, long story short, first I should take care of business here. I'm really worried about World War III. Okay, you need to be worried about World War III. So what I'm telling you right now is you need to wake the heck up and get your money out of the bank. It'll be gone. You need to put it in precious metals, your retirement in precious metals. You'll own it, back it up. NovaGold does all that for you. You're crazy if you don't do this now. The economy is in trouble, and Donald Trump is going to need time to fix this. And I don't know how much damage the Democrats are going to bring to the economy in the next 2 months. So please, please, please listen to me. Call Noble Gold to get this fixed. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. And the federal government wants me to tell you there's never any guarantees. We agree with that. And past performance can't be construed with future expectations. And I will say this, we give that warning in good faith, but I have been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven. And I would never think of going anywhere else. 877-646-5347. All right, here's the deal. And I hope you hear me clearly on this. I'm scheduled to go on with John, so I called in, 10, 15 minutes early, and it was a phone interview. And when you're on hold, you get to hear the guest. And I couldn't tell you the guest name. I didn't hear the intro, and the guest name did not come up that I heard during that time. And they were talking about Sandy Hook and Alex Jones. And he basically said, I'll sum this up, Alex Jones and his lawyers took a dive because Alex got convicted for damages only. He never got convicted on liability of statements. And he walked the audience through, and he was a lawyer, and he walked the audience through the steps. I have my doubts about Sandy Hook, but I have to say, I don't know. This lawyer was saying Sandy Hook was fake fraud. He gave all these examples. And if his examples are correct, then he's accurate. It is a fraud. And he asserts that Alex Jones took a dive with a deal he must have made, and he's supposing that, in order to, serve as a warning to maybe people like myself. You better had an open your mouth about a conspiracy because you could lose everything. Okay, but I'm conflicted here. Alex has lost a lot of money on paper. Some people might say, well, he's been paid in an offshore account. I have no evidence of that, but I can't preclude that from being true. But I will tell you this, when I watched some of the trial on Sandy Hook and Alex Jones, I thought his lawyers were a joke. I did not like them at all. I don't mean personally. I'm thinking, man, I wonder if I could do a better defense. It wasn't good. And they didn't challenge the facts for liability. And that was the lawyer's position. I saw the same thing. And then John was asking me, well, you heard that, Dave, what'd you think? And so I told him that. And I said, look, Alex Jones has done a lot of good in terms of bringing information to people. There's no question. And he doesn't quite fit the standard model of disinformation because disinformation is based on fear, 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 but you can't do anything about it. So you get learned helplessness and you give up and accept your fate. That's the pattern with some disinfo people we see. Alex Jones has come up with solutions. So I don't think he necessarily fits that pattern. Okay, he hasn't survived on YouTube. Same deal. Okay. Now, here's the deal with Alex. I've had personal experience with him, and it could be just a personal thing. I don't hold any grudges. I don't get angry. And the Lord says, if you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven. And has he done a couple things? Yeah. Back when I had my property rights issue, I was looking on the internet for similar cases, and I was looking for case law, and I found a man named Bob Dacey. Love the guy. Owns a bunch of True Value hardware stores in Austin, at least he did. And I contacted him. I said, Bob, I think we're facing something like you are, and I'd like to pick your brain. And it was at that time that I was just starting my show. And he was I think he was my first guest. Yeah, he was number one and Jerome Corsi was number two. And he came on and really lit up. People called in like crazy. He was very popular. He was very good. And then we continued to talk, privately. And he said, "You're getting a grasp of it, Dave. You really understand it." And he gave me some suggestions on how to proceed. And he said, "I'm going to get you on Alex's show." Now, this time, I really have no media presence. I've done like two radio interviews, right? So, and I'd been on the media, defending my community, but I had no media presence. Anyway, unless you knew me personally, you didn't know who Dave Hodges was. So, he says, "Well, I don't know why I can't get him to take you on the show." "Oh, we got this guest." Now, and he always said, he always has an excuse. I said, "Okay." I certainly wasn't a threat to him. And then Bob said, "Well, Dave, I'm his guest host. I'm going to go on. I'll do a day with him on a Friday and I'll talk about your case." He goes, "Well, there are these people in Arizona." And this is as much as he got out. Alex wouldn't let him speak about the case. Meanwhile, Frosty Woolridge, great guy who supported us early on. Thank you, Frosty. I'll always be greatly indebted to you. And boy, was he right on about immigration. He was 20 years ahead of his time. So Frosty said, "Dave, I think you should start writing articles." And he said, "You teach at a college." I said, "Write an article." And I did. And he went to Rob Dew and got it published on InfoWars. He said, "Write another one." And he had me write a three-part series. And they ran it. And even some of the people at InfoWars said, "I don't know why Alex isn't having you on." Okay, no big deal. Leave that aside. I've never been on a show. Now, as I start to progress in media and I'm moving forward with this and trying to become somewhat of a truth teller, Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, contacted me, said, "Would you like a show?" And I said, "Ted, I got a handicap coaching college basketball and I can only do Sundays." He goes, "Sundays it is." But I could never get past the program director for equipment. I had the Comrex, I had the Skype, I had everything you needed. "Oh, you're not quite ready, Dave. Oh, you're not quite ready, Dave. Oh, you're not quite ready, Dave." And this went on for 3 months, and I said, "That's it. I went to RBN." Okay. Now I'm there for 3, 4 years at that time. And then I get another call from Ted. He said, "Dave, I don't know what happened, but can we do this thing and try this thing again?" I've been told by people on the inside it was Alex who didn't want me on. And I'm not mad about that. That's his right to feel that way. But it shows you who really runs GCN. But regardless, I'm not angry at Alex if he didn't want me on, if these people are telling the truth. And there were three of them, and I don't think they would all make this up. And that's fine. Maybe he thought I had a bad demeanor, bad presence. He found out that maybe I punched a guy once in my life. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any Matt Gaetz stuff in my background, but nonetheless, who knows? Not angry, okay? But the Sandy Hook thing does bother me. And if Alex, as this guy alleges, didn't take a dive, I got to tell you, he really got screwed. It was the worst decision I've ever seen. You're allowed to say Sandy Hook was a fraud. Or Sandy Hook was real and it was terrible what happened. You're allowed to have an opinion. And no one has the right to not have their feelings hurt. So why didn't Alex's lawyers do a better job? That's the question that my predecessor on John's show last night talked about. And I got to tell you, as a lawyer, and he made a pretty darn good argument, I hope it's not true. And I pray that Alex, if he is indeed under this $1.4 billion judgment and he has to sell all these assets, I hope the Lord reverses that for him, no matter what his status is. So I sit here and I'm going to say, I have an interesting history with him. And by the way, I will say this. Do I know all the players in the mainstream media? Alternative media? Most, absolutely the vast majority of them. I've worked with a lot of them. When I like a guest, I can get them on other prominent shows. I'll give you an example. John B. Wells and I are friends. Paul Preston, number one digital show in America. We're really good friends. Doug Hagman and I are really good friends. So when you look at that kind of thing, when you look at that, it is interesting that Alex and I have never spoken. But I hope he does work for the people. I hope that what this attorney said about him is not true. I understand John's going to have him back on the show shortly, within a day or two, so you might want to check that out. But anyway, this caused enough controversy that I came on after him, and I offered an opinion that people started writing to me wanting more information. I thought, well, okay, I better clean this up. And so that's my answer. Is Alex disinfo? I have no idea. I couldn't prove it one way or another. Do I have a history of Alex that makes me raise my eyebrows and say, it's kind of odd that he would treat me that way, or if that's all true? I don't know. But I will tell you this. Let's put Alex Jones aside for a second, wishing the best for him and his family. There are people in the alternative media who are prominent who are lying to you. If they survive YouTube for years, I did for a while, not any longer. That's one suspect. Number two, if they leave you with no hope and there's nothing you can do, and it's not that there can't be a problem where they say, I don't see a solution here. Okay, that I've said that too. But generally speaking, most of us who are sincere try to push people to action or suggest things you could be doing to protect yourself. So you have to judge it for what it is. Be careful who you take information from. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.com for our newsletter. Newsletter's in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on, put your email in, and you'll get a daily dose of what we do. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Please share this far and wide. We have largely an ignorant nation to wake up. I do appreciate you doing that. Well, we have a real issue. World War III is ready to commence, and World War III will tear down the Trump administration. It'll block populism. It'll install globalism on a permanent scale. But there's a backup plan. And the backup plan involves Bill Gates. And I bet some of you right now with me saying that might be able to sit back and say, okay, I think I get it, Dave. I know what you're talking about. I know what he's going to do. But I'm going to give you some details. I'm going to let Bill Gates tell you in his own words what he plans to do. Again, please share this far and wide. We're sponsored by BioTrust, a producer of ageless multi-collagen. And by now, you've certainly heard of the collagen, right? The older you are, the more you need it. You lost half of it by the time you're middle age. Well, after all, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. And when you lose it, well, you start to look really old and you start to feel really old. Would you like to reverse it? Well, we can. The problem, most collagen replacements don't work because they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. But this product does. Five types of collagen blended into one, crosses the barrier, and begins to make you look and feel younger. Supports joint health, fingernail health and growth. Okay, healthy hair, youthful-looking skin. Your gut feels great. Your joints are better. It works. It works. They guarantee the results. 51% off. You've come at the right time. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Plan B, if Plan A fails, is another pandemic. And as you can see pictured here, no, it's the man on the right. The man on the left is just a jerk. The man on the right is the guy you need to be concerned with. And he's planning another one. Remember the drill they did before COVID? It was identical. They know what's coming. Let's listen to what's going on.
Hey folks, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news.
Isn't that interesting? I love Donald Trump, but we can't get away from him, can we? Let me pause this for a second and fix it. Well, here we go. This is Bill Gates.
So in the next 5 to 10 years, for the next pandemic, we'll solve all those problems.
You say the next pandemic, there will be another pandemic.
Absolutely. We don't know when. You know, the risk per year, 2%, 3%.
The next pandemic, and there will be one. There will absolutely be an outbreak.
So the two biggest mass murderers in world history are telling you right now what's coming. And you can see Bill Gates, see his face
of another pandemic.
We definitely will have to face other surprises, black swans, as they are called, maybe different kinds of viruses.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for.
Look at this guy on the left, this wannabe entertainer talk show host.
He's for pandemic two.
He's enjoying the hell out of this, isn't he? And Bill Gates lights up. They're telling you what's coming. This is plan two if they can't get World War III started before Trump takes over.
I call this pandemic one.
There will be certainly what we call the black swans, the unpleasant surprises which will come in our way.
Do we need to see any more? I don't think so. Unbelievable, isn't it? Well, they tell you it's coming, and I don't know that there's much we can do about it. I think this was really anticipated, don't you? Don't you agree with me? This was anticipated result. They can't let Donald Trump back in because with us at his feet, victory would be at hand, and they are going to do everything they can do to stop us from taking over. Stay in prayer, stay faithful, support Trump, be on the lookout, practice good hygiene, and check us out at thecommonsenseshow.com for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily summary of everything we do. All we need is your email. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner, newsletter, click it on. And we'll deliver to you and to your email box every single day. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And my goodness gracious, we got so much to cover. I'm going to announce this a little later in more detail, but I just talked to the Caravan to Midnight people, and I'm going on their show tonight. I will be on at 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain. So one of the things I'm going to talk about is what we've been talking about here today, the plan to block Trump from taking office. But I'm going to shift gears a little bit because sometimes it's the enemy within you got to worry about. Now, before I give you this critical observation about one of Trump's appointees, and listen, I think he's done great with one exception, and I'm going to cover that, but this person may have had a come-to-Jesus moment. They may have had a real change of heart, and I can't preclude that. And if this person hasn't had a change of heart, I hope they'll find their soul and do so. But we're going to cover the appointment of Wiles as the chief of staff to Donald Trump, which right now, most of us here, I don't have a colleague I talk to that thinks this is a good idea. And I'm not sure what Trump is absolutely thinking. This is, I think, crazy. But like I said, let's hope that we're wrong and circumstances have changed. We are brought to you by Body Align. And let me talk to you about a product I've been mentioning to you here. This cell phone right here is a danger to your health. Cancer, early death, infertility. And I won't be too graphic about that, but let's just say if you're a male listening, it's not pleasant. Glioblastoma, brain cancer, yeah, on the side where you hold your cell phone. Never do that. Always speak on speaker. The reality is this, we have a product that can help you. You take this circular dot, and we've shown you before, and we put it on the back of your cell phone, and it blocks the 5G and EMF. It works on your tablet. It works on anything electronic that can cause you a negative health consequence. It works, and it's inexpensive. Go to BodyAlign, A-L-I-G-N, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. All right, let's get into it. I won't belabor this very much, but Susie Wiles, and she has a nice smile, and she has a nice demeanor. She's very matter of fact. I trust her when I just listen to her. And her body language doesn't give me a lot of giveaways. I'm just being very honest with you. You know, I used to teach body language to sociology students. I'm very astute in it, and I've spent a lot of time studying. She doesn't have the obvious giveaways. But here's what she does have. She has a background that you think she'd be in the Biden-Harris administration. She's chief of staff. She has run PR campaigns for Gavi vaccines, right? The Vaccine Alliance, Gilead, Pfizer, and a long list of global corporations. And you look at her, and she just looks like a nice person. But she looks, too, on resume that she is President Trump's. I think she's the Achilles heel of the whole group. And this is a case. Now, some people are saying Trump is refilling the swamp. No. Tulsi, RFK Jr., Matt Gaetz, these people are not refilling anyone's swamp. They're coming in with slash and burn. Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, no one is safe from the budget acts of those two. That's an inaccurate statement. Trump has done much better with his appointments this time through, with this accepted, okay? And I just want to read to you an excerpt, something that's been written about her. According to Sludge, Wiles has not filed a termination report for her work with Swisher, even though she reported actual lobbying for the company, okay, when Mercury paid her $30,000 in fees. Wiles first joined Mercury in 2022 around the time Russia invaded Ukraine. Prior to working for Mercury, she lobbied for Ballard Partners, a firm founded by Trump ally and campaign bundler Brian Ballard. So there, yeah, exactly. She's also been a lobbyist to insurance companies, Banker Finance Corporation, General Motors, which I don't have a problem with that. Zeta Global, I have a problem with that. And Origin Logistics. Okay, that some of these are okay with me. Some of them aren't. Okay, so for all this talk with drain the swamp, he may have to start it in his own backyard with this person. This is very, very, very bad. And I want to read to you this too. Before Trump left office in 2021, he reversed his own executive order that would have barred his appointees from lobbying any related activities at their respective agencies for 5 years. This is what I've been saying. I've been saying this. If you work at Big Pharma, you can't go to work for the government for 5 years. If you work for Trump and his administration, you can't go to work for Big Pharma. You can't go back and forth. And this is something absolutely needs to be done. And I'm going to be talking about this and other things and another piece about RFK. But this is really bad. This is really, really bad. On paper, this is a horrible appointment. Now, is Trump sincere about what he's doing? Yeah, look who else he's appointed. What do you think if Matt Gaetz gets in, and it'll have to be a recess appointment, if he gets in to the AG's office, no job there is safe. And then you have Doug, which is, you know, or some people call it doggy, Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, cutting government waste. Oh, Katie, bar the door. Because if I had that axe, I'd be taking 90% of the government down. It's going to be significant. These people are not deep state. I want to emphasize that to you. Wiles, she's on the fringe of deep state. It's concerning. And I think we need to answer the question loudly. And I think Trump needs to come clean with why he would trust such a person. And if not, he needs to rescind her appointment. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure that you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. And we have our series over there, Hiding in Plain Sight, or HIPS for short. People love it. We're growing again. And I'll tell you, you're really going to enjoy the programming. Deep state, sure, but other things that are really interesting, not deep state. We did one today as a sample that we're airing everywhere about an impending pole shift, how it happens, what'll happen, how often it happens in history. Pretty interesting, a little frightening, but it's interesting stuff. People love it. That's the kind of thing that'll be over at the commonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here again next time. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we have a momentous day, and it's not a positive momentous day. No, I'm not talking about Matt Gaetz resigning or withdrawing his nomination from consideration for the attorney general position. Yeah, that was bad. But this is much, much worse. And we're going to tell you about it and what we're talking about, and then point out some leftist hypocrisy along the way. Anyway, please share this far and wide. A lot of people need to be awakened still. We have to help Trump because he can't do it alone. We are brought to you by IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. And what's that? Well, we have the gel that you rub on your joints. And if you were sore, you're not. It's good for your skin. You know, my good friend Sean, the North America director, Sean McDonald, said, "You know what? I had this terrible burn." He said his healing was remarkable. Okay, it's great product, but also the spray. The nanosoma spray builds up your immune system to a degree to where you're going to stay healthy. It doesn't cure anything, but the effect on the immune system is monumental. To find out more and to get yours and get the same benefits that I got, go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. I can't believe I'm reporting this. I can't believe we're this stupid. Let me point out just something obvious, unrelated to the story. Zelensky has canceled all elections in the Ukraine. Oh, but wait a minute. Ellen DeGeneres, she said, if Trump's elected, I'm leaving, and he won't support Ukraine. And yeah, democracy lives and dies in Ukraine. Yeah. So he cancels his elections. Okay. The man's a pervert. I'm not going to go into graphic detail, but he's a pervert. And it's well known. All right, let's get into what happened today. We gave him the ATACMS system and said, "Hey, go ahead and use it on Russia. It's fine." Penetrates deep into the country, does untold damage. Frontline participants are now frontline participants. This is nuts. This is going to start World War III before Trump has a chance to fix it. This is what this administration is doing. You need to call every Democratic senator and leave them a message that your political career is over. We'll identify against you with your opponent if you do not take corrective action. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.